All of us, or none. Our minds constantly construct boundaries and constantly try to make us comfortable. But in an evolved world, this works against us. It creates boundaries across which we hope to discharge pain. The source of the pain is poverty. Poverty of mind and wallet. Fear, pain, unfairness, and inequality add to the blindness. There is no solution on the level where poverty reigns. It will always be walls turning people against each other. We are not ready for the next level. In the next level, we recognize poverty as a virus. We see it as a natural disaster. We sit back, relax, calm down, print enough money to end it, and move on. This does not mean everyone's going to be rich. It only means nobody will be stuck in financial poverty. Poverty of mind, the other half of poverty, is not even up for discussion. Not until everyone has a safe home. All of this seems impossible, to many laughable, irrational, infantile, unfair even. For those of you who don't understand how someone could possibly call this unfair, some will angrily yell, "Why should someone get a free home when I worked for mine my entire life?" This is the nature of the walls, the picture of the great divide, a divide between who we are today and who we should be tomorrow. A human being is so special that they may not exist without their own home, not just a house. So special that active countermeasures must be put in place to help people move away from bad ideas. A human being is so special that they must never grow up in fear, that they must never be lied to, never manipulated. They must never be pressured, never become stressed or depressed. Minds are delicate and must be protected. We can't see that because the walls are invisible. We often can't see that with which we grow up with. Emboldened, we dare to hold up our opinion as if it was on par with a great being's carefully observed fact or wisdom. Crushed, stressed, pressured, tired, we temporarily lose our mind. The thing that makes humans special can be turned off by tiredness and stress. And our brains go into stupid mode. A versus B, A lesser or better than B. And it seems like we are still operating, but that's just an illusion. That's not us, not at all. I don't know how long it will take for us to see how special we are, how many gaps need to be crossed, or how many upgrades our cultures need. I know that divided, the generations will always fight across pointless walls. And I know that without unity, the world will not progress. The children are watching. They are always watching. They will emulate what they see. They will accept it as reality. They will add to the invisible walls and dismiss others to discharge pain or stress. We can't have a discussion about any of this until stress of poverty is out of the picture. It will be one of the humanity's greatest achievements to help everyone wake up to a home with enough food and a world that cares. Until that moment comes, we can't have a conversation with all. whether we are ready to know it or not, the way the world grows, it's either all of us or none.